This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
As a single 36-year-old with no human children, my cat, Buford Beans, he is my child. And while many other pet parents would say the same, some are even going as far as to say raising a pet is just as expensive, if not more than,
what?
Raising a human child.
Only if you let it. Only if you're that person that's out buying every Halloween costume for your pet, every
so
Christmas
enough.
Costume,
so
you know,
cute.
300 million toys every month.
Yeah, well, this article I found, it breaks down the amount of money a human child will typically cost you with an expectancy of living in your house till 18 years of age.
Okay.
It comes to about $233,000.
Feels low.
That's before the cost of college.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the cost of college
yeah.
now almost.
Right. Now, when it comes to parenting a pet, the average cost, and this is if they live up to 18 years,
okay.
is $81,000.
What?
Which is roughly one third as expensive as a human child.
How is that possible? Like, I mean, okay, I have a cat. I've had her for 14 years, and I know we buy her food, you know, because we do that. We're good pet owners. And we get her medical checkup. Now, taking a cat, dog, whatever, to the vet is more expensive than you think. But it's not 81 grand worth. I mean, I think she maybe has had $2,000 of pet bills.
Maybe they're factoring into, like, keeping them up on their rabies vaccines and things like that. But, you
wow.
know, as an indoor cat,
yeah.
she's not getting one. So
no.
there's where you can save some money. I'll agree with you. I don't think it's near as expensive raising a pet than it is a child. Like, I know how a child will just suck the life
yeah.
and the money
it's,
out
it's,
of you.
It's interesting to see how you see that.
Yes.
and
I've
gives you nothing in return.
I've seen it through your eyes.
That's very true. Yeah, I don't think those things are equitable in any way, shape, or form as far as cost. Now, sometimes the love you get back from your pet is way better than your kids
That's
when they hit
so
their
true.
Teenage years.
That's right. Like, Boo Boo Beans,
yeah.
he's not even 3 months old yet.
Yeah.
I'm leaving him alone at home. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's still alive.
For the record, when you do have kids, you cannot do that.
Right.
Okay? You
got to
raise them differently than
right.
Boo Boo Beans. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and everybody likes to save a little bit of money, or most people do anyway. And I came across this hack that I was like, oh, really? Would anybody do that? Here's the deal. Go to a burger place, and in this case, it turns out it was Five Guys. So it's great burgers, fries, love them. And so you order the double Five Guys burger, which is big, and they're expensive. But you order the double, take it back to your seat. And then you walk back up and go, hey, can I get another bun real quick? And you just split the double apart into two singles.
Mm.
And it's plenty. A single is plenty there
oh,
to
yeah.
eat and be wonderfully satisfied, especially if you pound those fries because they're so good.
There's so many, too.
I know,
you can order a small and it's as big as
because
well,
they
extra
add
large.
Extra because you feel like you're
it's
getting
wonderful.
Something. They dump a whole extra thing in the
yeah.
bag. It's so good. So anyway, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't think I would ever do this. So I go there the other day, and I ordered my wife her meal while she was in the restroom. And I said, hey, I need a single with just – or I said, I need a hamburger with just cheese, plain. And because I didn't say a little one, because they had the little and then the regular, I got the regular by mistake.
Uh-huh.
So sure enough, split it in half, go get a bun, done. Two burgers out of it. Yeah.
So, do you feel like you've cheated the system?
I feel like I won. I would have thought she would have given me the regular smaller burger, but because I didn't say the little burger, then I got the big
well,
one. I didn't want it. I would not have done this by choice, but
uh-huh.
I had no choice. They forced my hand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, and also, too, you're a grown man
right.
in your 50s. She probably didn't think you wanted the little burger.
She looked at me and went, this is not a guy that eats little hamburgers. So, anyway. anyway, that worked. So there's your life hack in saving money from me. I lived it out. But I am curious, what is that biggest money-saving trick that you're, like, super proud of? That you're like, I have beat the system. I have figured it out. And I am the world's most frugal person. And you take great pride in that. I'd love to hear that. Because you might give somebody else an idea. We're not going to malign you because I'm going to herald you this time.
Yes.
You are going to be celebrated. Your frugality is going
That's
to be
right.
celebrated right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. And let the frugalness begin. So what's your big trick to saving money?
Well, and plus Christmas is coming up. This is what I did a couple years in a row. We have a big family, so I just get everybody Christmas presents at Dollar Tree.
There you go. Now, how old are you?
I'm 16.
That's still acceptable. You turn 18, Dollar Tree's not going to cut it anymore. I'm just going to tell you that, especially if you have a job.
What's the best gift you've gotten from Dollar Tree, either for someone or someone gave to you?
It's actually a pair of socks. I'm actually wearing them right now.
Really? Okay, so they've held up. They've been good, like, I guess, from last Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. Like, the stuff you can get for a dollar at the dollar store does always amaze me. Like, I have this joke with my wife when I walk in. I ask her how much everything is. I pick it up and I go, how much is this? Because this is really nice. She doesn't take me to the dollar store anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, Haley, what is your best advice for someone to save money?
DIY YouTube car videos.
Yes! Like yes, you are so right on this.
Save hundreds of dollars, honestly.
People put stuff on YouTube all the time that you wouldn't expect to be there. I learned how to change a capacitor and a fan motor in my truck, and they work perfectly, and it was $40 versus a few hundred.
Exactly. I don't even know what those words are. But yeah, like, you literally learned that.
I remember I needed a headlight changed in my own car, and I took it down to this car place near me. They said it was $65 just to replace a little bitty headlight.
Yep.
And I take it to my dad, and he's like, that's ridiculous. Let's go to the AutoZone. So he buys the light bulb himself, $12.
Exactly. And it literally takes 30 seconds to snap it in there.
Yeah.
My wife had the float valve on the gas tank that tells you how much gas you have in it, the gauge go bad. And I looked it up on YouTube how to fix it. You take the back seats out, you open up the gas compartments, and then you replace the thing.
Whoa.
And I was set to do it. I would have done it for $40 versus $600, and my wife would not let me do it.
And what's so amazing is that people do it on YouTube. Like, they don't have to share their knowledge for free, but they choose to.
Yeah, and they spend so much time making the videos, too. Like, the guy that did the gas tank video, he didn't have shoes on. And I'm serious. He didn't even have shoes on. I didn't even know what country he was from. But I'm telling you, like, I could have saved a bunch of money had my wife just had a little faith. I should have shown her the no shoes video guy. What is your best money saving advice?
Hi, Wally. I always rewash my Ziploc bag. I have a system. I hang clothespins with thread above the sink, and I just clip them up there. After they're washed, they drip into the sink.
Why do you do this? Because you know Ziploc bags are easy access. They're affordable. Why do you feel the need to have to wash them and reuse them?
They're just not used up. Why waste something?
And right here's why I love doing this job, because today I just met somebody like Barbara who's bought one box of Ziploc bags in her life.
No, they get to a point where the zipper doesn't zip anymore.
So do my jeans, but I don't throw them out. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
So it's starting to get a little colder, and you might need to upgrade that ratty old jacket that you've had for 15 years, and this year might be your year. I know I love jackets for some reason, and I have to resist the urge to buy them when I'm out.
Do you remember that one time you bought a jacket that you thought looked so good on you because you thought you'd seen like the guys in For King and Country wear the same thing, but it turns out...
It was a very dramatic coat in my defense.
But it turns out it was a woman's coat.
Turns out, yes. Who could have seen that coming?
I could.
It was in the men's section, and I looked like Joel
from
For King and Country.
It looked like a women's coat.
No, it didn't.
Once again, why do you think you can wear the same thing as Joel and Luke from For King and Country? I don't know.
I don't know why Joel wears women's clothes.
He doesn't, but you do.
Yeah, that was a fabulous coat. I hated to return it. Mysterious was the brand.
Oh, good grief. It had a pink liner in it.
I did a little digging this year to help you guys out as well for what is the best jacket type for your body type, okay? So what they're saying, what's on trend this year, Betty Rock, for you, petite, you would be a crop jacket, like a shearling-style crop jacket, the kind with the fur on the thing, like the tight, like, wool.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be for you. If you have more of an hourglass shape like myself, novelty prints, like the Jarro coat in a bold buffalo check would be fantastic, or maybe a belted houndstooth pattern, that would work as well. And then, this is weird, though. It's kind of an oxymoron. For taller people, a quilted jacket is the best choice. But Gavin, the other day, was wearing a quilted jacket. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Betty Rock? That's right, because you pointed it out. And he's definitely not tall.
He's not, but it did work for him. The quilted jacket did work for him. But I'm real curious, because we expect Betty Rock to be on the cusp of fashion. But not only so, she got a trucker hat on today.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to. Yeah.
You just, I guess stereotypically, you expect the woman to care more about fashion than the man. But not the case in this room.
No.
So Gavin comes in with a quilted jacket. I have to know, Gavin, did you make that purchase, or was that a suggestion from your wife?
No, that was all me. I think
really?
I saw it at, it was like one of those, like, you know, $15 jackets at Walmart.
No way.
Like, it feels kind of cheap, but it looks
great. You looked fabulous in that.
Thank you.
And so, I mean, maybe quilted for short, squatty people is good, too. Like,
can I interrupt this bromance conversation?
Sure, yes, you may.
That was a great news.
Thank
Great
you very much.
Story.
You know what? You know, people are going to need to buy coats, and I want to make sure you get the right coat so you look as good as Gavin this season. Aww.
Why are you looking at me?
So you look as good as Gavin this season. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and political analyst Matthew Dowds was on Good Morning America talking about his new book, and something he said struck me as kind of a spiritual metaphor when he was talking about lighthouses. He said, lighthouses are unique in that they serve as a warning for danger, but at the same time, they are a welcoming for people to come in from the storm. And I love that dichotomy that exists in that same location, and both are true. And no matter how dilapidated the lighthouse might be, it still provides rescue for people. And at first, I thought instantly of that song we play from Ren Collective, My Lighthouse.
My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh,
but then my takeaway on a spiritual side, because that's not what this guy was, you know, intending as far as I know, but isn't church kind of like that in a way that, like, it's a warning for people about lifestyle and our life and our choices and things like that, and to grow close to God, and, you know, but at the same time, it's a welcoming for people to come in and do that. and it's all maintained by broken, bruised, battered, dilapidated people, you know. And, but it still is the thing that leads people to salvation.
Well, and what I like about this, too, is that a lighthouse is something you typically don't see inside of a church. It's something you see outside of a church. But that just goes to show you can get spiritual lessons from things that aren't inside the church all the time.
Yeah, and so that's what we're talking about is the spiritual lesson from an unlikely source, okay? So that's what we want you to weigh in on with us here. What is a time you picked up something that kind of became like a spiritual lesson for you or was a metaphor for you, but it had nothing to do with religion or faith or anything like that, but you're like, man, there's something here that I can see God in. Because that's how God works. God works through everything, not just inside the walls of the church. He works through nature. It works through everything we see to remind us of his presence, his all-consuming presence in every facet of our life. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. It happened while I was watching the movie The Joker, ironically. And to see what his life ended up being, but it was as a result of the experiences that he had experienced in life. So it taught me to not judge people so quickly about their situations, their circumstances, or where they end up in life, because everybody has a story about it.
Boy, that is a great perspective from such a heavy, dark movie that, yeah, people sometimes are the product of their past, and we need to have grace and empathy for that.
And the thing is that I learned from it was that there go I, set for by the grace of God. If it had not been for me opening my heart to allow him in, I could have been in the same situation, or any of us could have been.
So I'm curious, Sandy, for you, what is that lesson?
Mine, Wally, is I was in foster care many years ago, and the social workers, case managers, there were some of them that I referred to as traffic lights. I felt like they were functioning without feeling. So traffic lights hang high in their position, and they turn red, yellow, and green, and they function without feeling. No hugs, no warmth, and children in foster care like I was, and shelter homes, you're needing that. You're needing more than just a warm bed and food that they give you. And then I refer to the ones who did give me that warmth, that sense of humanity, as lighthouses. And I wrote a book about it in 2016 to talk about my experience between the traffic light people that we go through and we meet in foster care and other social services, and the lighthouses that really show the love of Jesus, and they shine. And they may not ever say Jesus, but you can feel it, you can see it, because they're shining out the darkness when you need it the most.
Well, I love it. I appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us today. Thank you so, so much, Sandy.
Thanks, Wally. Have a wonderful day.
What is a spiritual lesson that you've learned from kind of an unlikely source?
Well, mine actually came from my five-year-old. So when he was a baby, he was born with a heart defect, and so he had open heart surgery when he was 3 days old, and he was a recipient of donor blood. And so I am pretty passionate about giving back, and I donate blood very regularly. And when I went to donate blood last week, he had a lot of questions for me, and like, why would you give away blood? Like, who gets this blood? And so I was explaining to him that I give this blood to save other people's lives like his. So then fast forward a couple days later, we were at church on Sunday and we were taking the sacrament, and he looked at me and he said, Mom, I know what the water means. It reminds us about Jesus's blood when he died for us. And he said that Jesus gave so much blood that he saved the whole world. And I just love that perspective from a little five-year-old that, you know, mom gives blood to save lives, but Jesus gave so much blood that he saved the whole world.
That's actually beautiful. I feel really bad now that my first thought was he was probably wondering, did Jesus get a glass of orange juice after his donation?
And a cookie.
Yeah. But man, like, see, and that's why your son is pure, and I love it.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, what is your spiritual lesson from an unlikely source?
We always go to the beach looking for that perfect seashell. And I went one time to the beach and picked up broken shells, and the Lord reminded me how he uses broken vessels for his purpose.
I remember one time at church we were actually talking about something like this, the Japanese art of kusugi, where an emperor had a vase that he prized and it got broken, and he challenged all of his people to put it back together and make it perfect so you could see none of the flaws, and they couldn't do it. So they ended up using like this gold glue in essence, and all the gold was where all the cracks were, and he ended up saying, I love it more than the original. And it's a good representation of how even though something is broken, it can still have beauty and it can still be used.
Yes, we build the sandcastle, we use the broken shells.
I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So we've all probably been in that place where the adrenaline's rushing as we click purchase on something from Amazon. But then a few days, weeks, or months later, we start to feel that inkling of regret because we haven't actually touched that purchase. And now it's just in like a cupboard or it's lying bare somewhere. And I think we did this a lot during the pandemic because we had that extra time and a little extra boredom in our lives, and we wanted to solve it.
You're like, I can online shop. At least I'll get something coming to my house, and at least I can talk to someone through the Ring doorbell. This would be great.
I feel like there are a lot of moments when the excitement of a product coming is sometimes more exciting than the actual thing you bought.
The pasta boat, great example. It did not deliver on the expectation. It did not fulfill me.
That's funny.
I still have a pasta boat shaped hole in my heart.
Oh, good grief. Lots of holes in it.
Well, I saw this list of the most regretted purchases during the last couple years of this pandemic. So you had things like jewelry, garden furniture. One of the things was a scooter. And you
Betty Rock just bought a scooter.
Yeah, but I've been using it.
Yeah.
It's been fine. Don't judge me.
How often are you using it?
Well, I've only used it
twice.
But I've only had it for like a week and a half.
Well, that's it?
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, there'll be a scooter for sale on Facebook Marketplace. So now's the best time to pick up on deals from people's failed purchases.
Yeah. Another thing was the home gym equipment.
Oh, yes.
I definitely have a bike in my house right now.
How's it going?
I hit it so hard
this
summer.
You did? I was proud of you.
Doing so well.
Yeah.
And, that was the summer. It's fall and it's got a little bit of dust on it.
Yeah, my wife, we got her an exercise bike because she was having trouble with her hip and walking, and so she wanted to do the exercise bike. So we got that, and then I was on it, for the first month
or
so.
Right. I remember that.
I was kind of crushing life, and then I was like, I don't like this. And so I haven't used it since, and I don't think she's using it either yet. The other day, she was talking to our sister-in-law who has a Peloton, because we didn't get the expensive thing. She's got a Peloton, and she's like, are you using it? And she's like, not really. And my wife was like, maybe they'll give it to me. I'm like, you're not even using the one we have!
It's not the brand that's going to help you.
No. Yeah. That our we don't need bookends of exercise bikes in our house. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there are things that you come into contact with or you collect or pass down to you that become a prized possession. And sometimes they're weird things as well.
That's right, like Adele. Now, given her prized possession wasn't passed down to her, it actually started with her. Yeah, you know her from songs like this one. But she claims that her prized possession is a chewed up piece of gum by the one and only Celine Dion.
Okay, I could see this though. They're both musical divas, you know, and they're both on a huge category. And I'm sure that Adele looked up to Celine, as many young singers did. So I could see that.
Yeah,
but wait, she has her gum.
Yeah, it's Celine Dion's gum, and she has it framed.
Oh no way!
On her wall, it's a chewed up piece of gum.
What in the world?
And it's Celine Dion's chewed up piece of gum.
See, I like stuff like that though. That's bizarre too. That just holds some sort of sentimental value. Betty Rock has all kind of things like that in our office. You know, they're just things that are small but sentimental to her.
Yeah,
you know?
Because they come with good memories.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You don't want to, you know, get rid of it.
Yeah, I do have something that's like a prized possession. It was my grandfather's Les Paul guitar. Like, it brings so many good memories to me about him, listening to him sitting as a kid, just sitting there listening to him play. And every Christmas we would sing Christmas songs and he would play. And it was just so cool. And it's a guitar I will never sell. And I will always keep that. And it's one of my prized possessions. And so that's what I'm curious. What is your prized possession? Is it something silly but has meaning, like a chewed up piece of gum from a celebrity? Or is it something that has a different set of meaning, like my guitar that was handed down to me from my grandfather? So I'm just really curious what yours is. What's your prized possession? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to put that number in your phone, put it on a favorite so you can get right through, like if you're driving or whatever, and then that way you can always be part of the conversation. So 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
The Band-Aids from my first son from his first set of shots going to the doctor.
Oh, I've never heard of anyone saving those Band-Aids. What even made
that,
you...
That took a quick turn. You're like, oh, wait,
well,
this is weird.
It was cute. And then I thought, wait a minute, that means you have bandages with blood, his DNA sitting somewhere.
It's the one, you know, they're little bitty, and they were the Looney Tune Band-Aids, and I took them off of his little bitty legs, and I stuck them in the very back of his baby book.
I was curious if people still do baby books now. I mean, that was a big thing. Like when I was a baby, my mom did it. There's a lock of your hair in there and, you know, your feet prints and things like that. But everything's so digital now. I'm curious, is it still a thing?
Oh, yes. I did that and scrapbooks for mine.
It's no weirder than keeping a lock of your kid's hair, you know, or their umbilical cord. That one's like, oh, man.
Ew.
People do that, Brock.
Yeah.
Do you have their teeth?
No, absolutely not. That's really, really creepy.
Okay. Well, we found your line. That's good. So, Vicky, what is your prized possession?
A biscuit pan.
You love biscuits, huh? I hope it has a story.
it's got a good one. It's my great-grandmother's.
Oh, that's cool. I love stuff that's handed down like that. And there's a thing my mom last night actually was like, I have these silver bowls like that she had, just dumb mixing bowls, but they were her dad's. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, that's what I would like, you know, from you. I don't want any of the crazy stuff or money or anything like that. I like those, you know, so I can make wings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know I could go buy them, but it means more than it's hers.
Wow, it was so sweet. And then it took a turn.
It was my great-grandmother's, and my grandmother is now 101.
Wow.
And she made her first biscuits at 6 years old in it. And now my daughter, she's made biscuits in that same pan. So it's a long line of strong Kentucky women out of the hills of Kentucky.
Although the further away we get from the older generations, you have to instill that in them, because now we want to microwave everything, you know? So you're like, okay, here's a pan, honey. You can't put it in the microwave. You're going to have to go old school, use an oven. And make some biscuits.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and that's the Newsboys. And you might know that Michael Tate was formerly of DC Talk and then went to join the Newsboys. But what you probably don't know is that he is a liar. Michael Tate is a liar. I'm going on record with this right now, and I'm sounding really intense, aren't I?
Yes. But
and I have proof. I have proof that Michael Tate is a liar. He was in here and we were doing a song battle. We were competing to see who would know like 2,000 songs. You'd listen to a song clip and then you have to guess who it is. And here's a little bit of what went down to help you see where I'm coming from.
It's Jeremy Camp.
At Jeremy Camp?
Yeah. Well, I said that already. Like you're a genius all of a sudden.
Wait, you said Jeremy Camp?
Yes. I didn't ring the bell. I was trying to figure out what the song was.
You liar!
Sure you didn't. I'm sitting a foot away from you.
Dude. Yeah. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear. Listen to it again.
Okay. It's Jeremy Camp.
At Jeremy Camp?
Yeah.
I say it's Jeremy Camp.
He has headphones.
You guys
on.
Both have these like sound canceling headphones.
Yes, but I say that's Jeremy
but
Camp.
But he didn't hear
and
you, so it doesn't count.
And he's focused. Hear me.
He's not a liar. You hear it here first.
He asked me.
He is not a liar.
He is. He asked me. He said, is that Jeremy Camp?
He wasn't paying attention.
No, he's just cheating.
I'm on Michael's side here.
Of course you are. Why would I expect anything else?
Because it's the truth.
Just once, I would love for you to have my back in something, Rock. It would be so nice. But Michael Tate, you heard it here first, as a liar and a cheat. He's a cheater.
Okay, all that to say, this audio is coming from a new song battle that Wally does with Michael Tate from the Newsboys, a 2000s Christian song battle.
She's in the cheater, Michael Tate.
And it's posted on our Facebook page. If you want to see where Michael cheats, whatever, just go to facebook.com/Wally Show and you can see the link right at the top of our page.
Okay, oh, in all seriousness, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cheater. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity, don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
James Corden has made his mark in Hollywood by hosting his late night show, featuring him doing carpool karaoke with his musical guests.
It's cute.
He's also been featured in multiple musical films. I did not know this, but he's been included in Cats and Into the Woods.
It's because I'm becoming aware of us as a pair of us.
I think he's likable, actually, and he's pretty good. Like, I saw him in Into the Woods. I thought he was good. I never saw Cats because I refuse.
Well, understandable. But it does. You have to be likable to have your own late night talk show host. Like, it makes sense. And while he may have a great voice, that doesn't mean the general public wants to experience it again. As soon as it was announced that there would be a movie version of the popular musical Wicked, someone started a petition asking that James Corden not be cast.
Interesting. Okay. Because he is liked, but he might be a little overexposed in this genre.
Well, okay, so you may be wondering why.
Yeah, I am.
Why would someone feel so passionate about this? And the petition simply states, quote, James Corden in no way, shape, or form should be in or near the production
of Wicked the movie. That's pretty much it. End of quote.
It's a jealous actor that wants that role, probably.
It could be, but it's also like pick a lane, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. The petition is seeking 75,000 signatures.
Okay.
Okay, but as of the last time I checked, it's had around 61,000. So it's getting close.
Oh, it's getting close. If James Gordon was smart, he would be the one that would put out that petition, because then it's like people will rally around him, though, too, to be like, no, I think he should get it. Like, this, if this was from his camp, true, how ingenious would that have been?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's smart. Uh-huh. What if he started it?
Yes, that's my point.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. And here's the thing, too. There hasn't even been a rumor that he is...
Right.
Even been approached.
I know. That's,
in the movie.
I'm saying maybe he did that.
Do you think he's good enough to be in Wicked?
It depends on what role. He can't be the lead. But
isn't
he could be
lead
like the professor.
A woman witch?
Well, no, there's a guy in it too.
Oh, there is.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay. Like I think Ariana Grande has been tapped for this, and Cynthia Erivo, both fantastic talents. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he could be the main guy character in this.
So maybe you need to sign the petition.
Oh, I absolutely will. Yeah, absolutely. Just because he's getting too much screen time. So there you go. I'm looking forward to that. I saw Wicked on Broadway, or not Broadway, in the West End in London. But that sounds pretentious.
Wow, it does.
It does sound pretentious.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, excuse me. I was in London on the West End, not to be confused with the East End. I was on the West End.
Look, I heard how it sounded as I said it, okay?
Wow.
But it was really cool. But James Corden would ruin it.
And all
these little things. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you focus on some of the little things in life and be thankful for them, you might find that you feel a little bit better. I know that's the case for me. And for me, a lot of times it's a dumb thing, okay? This was the thing I had the other day. So I was eating a donut, a Boston cream donut, okay? First of all, I was thankful for that. So I had... In my head, I'm kind of trying to lose weight again. So in my head, I'm like, I'm only going to eat half of this and throw it away. Okay, I'm
gonna
throw
so the other wasteful.
Half. I understand that, but it doesn't need to be on my waistline.
Just save it for me.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that next time. So I was going to throw it away, but then as I'm eating it, it's so good, and I know I do not have the strength within me to throw the rest of this donut away. I just know it.
My goodness.
I was weak, but he is strong because...
Don't turn this into...
Yes, because here's what happened, Rock. I heard the voice of angels.
No.
There was a light that shone down on my donut. And all of a sudden, as I got right at halfway through, this is the miracle of the Lord.
I'm waiting for it.
I got halfway through this Boston cream donut and all the cream ran out. Right at the halfway point. So thankful because then I could now throw the donut away, the other half.
Because the filling isn't in there anymore?
Yeah, it's not the same without the filling.
So let me get this straight.
Please.
When you're the next time you're in church and your pastor says God provides for all your needs, you're gonna look back on this
I'll
time in your
stand
life
up and tell this story
and have it as your testimony.
Yes, exactly.
Do you sense any kind of ridiculousness?
No, not at all. Because I was thankful. And I was like, you know what, Lord? Thank you. Thank you for letting that cream run out in that donut so I could throw this away because you knew I was weak. I was weak and you made me strong. And that's how it happened. So there you go. Be thankful.
I can't fight it.
You don't live with an attitude of gratitude.
That's right. You're
and
right.
That's your problem.
That is my problem. Okay? Yes, for sure.
855-33-WAY-FM. I want you to share your little thing that you were thankful for. Now, it doesn't have to be as big as my donut miracle.
Miracle is a far stretch.
But what is that little thing that you go, you know what? I have been thankful for this. Or maybe you're thinking it through right now and you're like, you know what? I do need to be thankful for this little thing. Because if you string enough of those little things together, you do start to formulate a life of gratitude.
You know what? The next time you're being a little like on edge, I'm going to remind you of this time.
Bring up the donut. Bring up the time that the Lord spoke to me through a Boston cream donut. So yes, that's fair game.
Do you hear yourself?
33-WAY-FM. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's really hard in life when you take a spiritual step forward and you don't have people in your life that support you in this, and that's where I'm at right now, and I'm just being vulnerable, sharing a story of the little thing that I was thankful for. I didn't want to eat my whole Boston cream donut, okay, because I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight, and I got halfway through and all the cream ran out, and I literally was like, Lord, thank you, because now I can throw out the other half of this, because if the cream had been there, I don't have the strength inside of me to stop.
You sound so ridiculous right now.
To you, I do. Oh, ye of little faith. I know I sound ridiculous to you, but I know other people get where I'm coming from. Michelle, you get it, right?
Your friends are laughing over there, but God really does answer all your, even the little things that we think are so trivial to him. If it matters to us, it matters to him.
Yep.
And he's going to answer that prayer. So I love that story.
Wait, I'd like to specify. Okay, Michelle, yes, while I do agree with you that God cares about the things we care about,
yes,
I would also like to remind both you, Wally, and Michelle, it was a cream donut.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. See, here's the deal. The thing about this is the Bible talks about with every temptation, there will be a way provided out. Maybe if you spent a little more time in the Bible, you would know that.
Say, it doesn't matter if it's a donut. He's going to answer you. He wants, you know, if it matters to you, it matters to him.
Michelle, here's the difference between you and Wally, though. I can guarantee you that before he sunk his little teeth into that donut, yeah, he did not pray to the Lord, save me from this temptation.
Okay, touche. Maybe he did it, but in the back of his mind, I'm sure he was.
Thank you. The Lord knows my heart. See, again, Rock, you need to live on the spiritual level that Michelle and I live on.
He knows your heart because it clogged arteries.
And all these little things.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It doesn't take much for you to be grateful if you're trying to look for it and be in an attitude of gratitude. I think it's something I'm trying to do. Am I great at it? No. But I'm getting better at it when you find the little things and you're just like, Lord, thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know. Mm-hmm. So we posted this on our socials, right?
That's right. And you can join along with the conversation if you go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. And like you said, yeah, I had this question. And while your example, Wally, was a cream-filled donut?
Okay, I was thankful because I was going to throw away half of it. I'm trying to drop a few LBs, and so I knew a quarter of the way in, there was no way I was going to be able to throw away that Boston cream donut. I don't have the strength in me. I'm human. What am I going to do? And then, like a miracle, God stepping out of heaven, the cream ran out right at the halfway point, and I knew then that was his provision, and I was thankful, and I threw out the rest of the donut. There you go. That's my miracle.
You, sir.
Enjoy it. I'm not a hero. Don't make me a hero in this story because
okay.
I was weak.
We're moving on.
But the Lord.
While that might be considered an example.
I was thankful. Nonetheless, I was thankful.
I like what Noelle had to say. Noelle said she is thankful to be able to grocery shop.
Oh.
While some of us, including me, think going to the grocery store, ugh, I hate the process. But she's actually thankful for it. She said, I'm a single mom of 3 kids, and there were times when money was so tight, I didn't even know if we could eat.
Wow.
Now to have a full fridge and a pantry is an incredible blessing that most people take for granted.
Yeah, see, I know, like, you were making fun of me and Michelle a minute ago. This
donut.
Lady. You're making fun of this lady, yeah.
Noelle?
Yeah, you're making fun of me and Noelle for our faith.
No. Noelle's example is fantastic and on point, whereas yours is a far reach.
I will say, in all seriousness, like, her thing is so simple, but it's one of those things. Anytime we're going to the grocery store and we're buying food, anytime you're walking into a heated house that doesn't have holes in the roof, you know, mm-hmm. anytime you're experiencing these things that we all take for granted, it is good to pause for a minute and go, Lord, thank you. This is a blessing because not everybody lives in that place in this world, and it's a hard world for a lot of people. So I love her perspective.
I love Noelle's perspective.
Me and Noelle, the exact
Just
same person.
Noelle's perspective.
Yeah, we're doing some good work over here, she and I. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we posted a video the other day that I have to blame Betty for, honestly.
Yep.
She was not here. And
what?
Yeah, you weren't here, and so when you're not here, sometimes we get childish, and so It's your fault.
Oh, it's...
You need to save us from ourselves.
Okay, I took the day off.
Yes.
A simple day, like anyone is allowed to do.
But you probably shouldn't.
It wasn't my fault that that day you decided as a grown 53-year-old man to bring in an axe.
Yeah, we were using it for another segment.
And
so we were there, and then at one point I pretended to fake throw it to Gavin, and his lightning reflexes were I was like, wow.
It doesn't matter. Throwing an axe to someone.
I know, on the surface.
Should never be a thing.
I know it sounds crazy, but then, I was thinking we could, so I asked Gavin, I said, I think you could catch this. And he goes, I think I could too. And I'm like, we could be on America's Got Talent, maybe. If we just ratchet this up, I could throw all kinds of sharp things at you.
We should have done two axes.
Yeah, we still can.
Let's do it.
No.
So. I toss him this axe, from a few feet away. Just
a few feet.
Yeah, no big deal. He can catch us. Not a big deal whatsoever. But apparently, though, you said people in your life were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, whether it was, my wife, friends, family, reaching out and saying, that's so dangerous. You don't want to take the risk. That blade looks a little rusted.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, a few feet. And I'm an athlete.
Things. You are. I believe in you.
Athlete.
Yeah.
You made it three syllables, which makes it not an
athlete. Well, see, here's the thing. Everyone else in your life doubted you, Gavin. Not me. I looked into those eyes, those stone cold eyes.
And threw an axe at him.
And I said, he can do this. Gavin can do this. Because I believe in you, Gavin. And so what you see in this video, don't focus on the axe being thrown at a human being. That's not what you see. Don't do this at home, though, kids.
No.
But what you see is belief. What you see is belief in oneself, and you watch his self-esteem grow.
You are on another level right now.
You see belief in me, in this young man.
No.
That's what you see.
All I see is stupidity.
Yeah.
And it sounds like I'm not the only one. So I posted this on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see it there, the ridiculousness that it is. A lot of people were leaving comments like Michael, and it sounds like he's blaming me. Betty Rock would not have let this happen.
I know.
That is true, had I been there, but it's still not my fault. Cayenne said, Wally, why must you throw sharp objects at your coworkers, and why do I watch it multiple times? Okay, Cayenne, you're supporting this ridiculous behavior.
You know what? It keeps them on their toes, keeps them agile.
And then Carissa said, my husband just asked me why I thought there were more women in the world population than men. I just showed him this video.
You know what? She might have a point there. If you want to see it, check out our socials. Just search Wally Show. And you too can root for Gavin.
No. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.